Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, Sandy Waters, do your thing.
Okay, I'm going to do my thing. I'm putting Scott Spisano on trial in the judgment zone today for what he's wearing.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Scott Spisano has showed up, and we joke about it all the time on the show. You will wear your winter coat all morning long. You never take it off.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one thing at work, fine. It makes me feel like, wow, we already want to leave and go home, which pretty much is all of us, though, so I can't hate you on that. But you admitted something to me this morning when we were off the air that I was like, are you for real?
What?
That you have been invited over to someone's house, you know, pre-COVID when we used to have parties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you would keep your jacket on.
Yeah. You know, you walk in. You're not staying there all day. If I was there for a Bills game, it'd be different. But when you go over to visit for a little
you
while.
No, you said it was, yeah, well, visiting for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. Yeah.
My computer just fell over. Facebook Livers.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can join us every morning at this time.
It's funny. My iPad fell over and hit the computer laptop, and that fell over. So it was like London
okay.
Bridge.
So on trial today, 222-2899, when you invite someone into your home and they don't take off their coat, doesn't that show like, I am not you. Your house doesn't make me comfortable. This party is not comfortable, and I want to go home.
I think it's
disrespectful.
I must be keenly not aware of things. Like, I must be oblivious, because I would never think that if I went over to somebody's house and didn't take my coat off, that gives them some like subliminal I don't like you kind of thing.
How do you not get that vibe? It's uncomfortable.
I don't know. Like when one of my guy friends comes over, I mean, if he keeps his coat on.
He leaves his jacket on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so rude. That's so rude. I'm putting my tailie under jerk. You guys decide. Jerk or justified, 222-2899.
I think it's justified. Come on. Go ahead and vote. You can give us a buzz, huh?
It's like when you drop off cookies to a neighbor. And you don't want to be invited in their house. You don't want to stay. You want to do a drop and run. You do these little things that shows them that you're not there to stay. You keep on your jacket and you stay out as close to the front door as you can, either on the front porch or if they invite you in the house, as close to that door as you can. Those are little signifiers of, I don't want to be here for long. So
if you want to drink, drop off cookies, just put them on the porch and do a ding dong dash.
Cookies. All right. Anyhow, you guys are voting 222-2899, jerk or justified.
All right. Give us a call on the buzz.
The Judgment Zone.
It's one of the worst things somebody could do when they come over to your house. It is. You decide it for sure.
One of the worst things.
One of the worst things you could do when you walk into somebody's house.
Yeah. Not kick their dog. or have an accident in their bathroom.
Okay, it's on the list. It's on the list.
It's the worst possible.
I said it's one of the worst. I didn't say it is the worst.
How about this one? How about this one? Exaggerate something to the point where it's annoying.
I am.
Get off my coat. I want to wear
my jacket. I want you to get your coat off.
No, I just, look it. I'm wearing my jacket here at work. She's like, you do that at somebody's house too? I'm like, yeah, I've done it before. You walk in, you go in, you're talking to people, you're hanging out for a little while. Did I take my coat off? No. Because I don't want to overextend my stay.
Okay. First, 222-2899. If you're new to the Judgment Zone, welcome. We're on Facebook Live too every time this morning.
Yeah.
During this time this morning. Okay. You have to decide jerk or justified. When you invite someone over to your house for a party or a gathering or a get together, like Thanksgiving or something.
Okay. Thanksgiving's pre-COVID, different. No, don't put Thanksgiving.
You have to turn. Listen. You have to take your coat off the minute you walk into someone's house. I don't care what temperature their house is. I don't care if you feel more comfortable in your coat. It's disrespectful. It shows, like, I don't want to be here. I don't feel comfortable in your house. Your house makes me uncomfortable, and my wife dragged me here. That's what it says. If I was the host and someone didn't take off their coat, I'd be like, come on.
So you get on me because we're on Facebook Live. You see I'm wearing my jacket. You say to me, you never take it off when you're at work. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I feel comfortable in it. I'm not
Somebody said, who was it on Facebook? Oh gosh. One of our friends said, at work it's fine. Maybe it was Lori who said it. At work it's fine because who cares? Everybody wants out of work. Mm. But at someone's house, that's where it crosses the line into jerkness.
I have done it. No one's ever said anything.
All right, let's get to the calls.
All right. Morning, Buzz, Jerk Justified.
Good morning.
Hey.
you're justified to keep it on because, you know, it's what you want. It's how comfortable you feel.
Yeah.
When you have, let's think pre-COVID when we had actually people over at our house. When there's somebody who comes over and they keep their jacket on, isn't that like a sign of, I don't want to be here right now. I'm 1 foot out the door already.
It drives me crazy, but if they want to keep their coat on and...
Tony! You said it drives you crazy. This is your time to just put it under jerk.
Listen, I'm putting you justified in that category. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Tony. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I'm going to have to go jerk unless you're entering an environment like my brother-in-law used to keep his house, where I would dress in layers, wear long underwear, keep my jacket on, wrap my at the time boyfriend, now husband's jacket around my leg, because the man did not turn on his seat until snow was on the ground.
Wow.
His house was breathing.
You see your breath.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, but I got it under jerk for the normal house.
That's the only justification if you're in a place that absolutely
know. Okay,
thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Hi, good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Aww.
You go to friend's house, you know, you want your friends to come in and kind of feel relaxed, like, you know, their home's your home type thing. And by keeping your coat on, to me anyhow, it would say, I can't wait to get out of here. I really don't want to be here. So I agree with Sandy. It's very disrespectful.
Hmm.
Isn't it the best when someone comes over to your house and brings their slippers? That just shows, oh my God, my house is their house. They feel so comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Scott, bring your slippers, lose the jacket.
I have never brought my slippers to somebody's house.
Oh, you should start.
No.
It's great.
You know, God rest Mr. Rogers' wife who just passed away yesterday, but that's not my thing. That's not my thing. Thank you. That's weird. Bring your slippers. People bring
it
slippers?
Is?
Hello, the Buzz.
I love it when they do.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Is it trick or justified?
This one is justified.
Yeah.
I don't like people that much. I want them to leave their coat on. Come for a quick visit and go home.
Wait a minute. So the sign on your front door says, leave your coat on because you will not be staying a while.
Exactly. When you leave a chair out front, they get the drift.
Yeah, good. I like you.
You are a riot.
Listen,
I love it.
We should visit sometime for like a nanosecond.
Hey, you
got to
come to Canada.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
He will.
I'd much rather be up
with
there.
The borders open up.
I know, right?
I'm actually on this side, actually on the U.S. side.
All right, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, nope.
Okay, bye. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
That's a horror, buddy.
Good,
hey,
man.
I just want to let you know, according to what you guys are talking about, the old Italian, somebody walks into your house like that, the first thing they say is, take your coat off. Stay a while.
Yes. Yes. He's yep. so not an Italian. He doesn't deserve the vowel at the end of his name. I'm telling you.
And they also say, take your shoes off. I just did the floors.
Yeah. Put those slippers on.
Sit on the plastic couch.
The good couch. No, that's the good couch.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Okay,
you guys,
man.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for being on The Buzz. Good morning, The Buzz. Jigger Joss, fine.
Morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Better now that you called, because I can feel that you say it's going to be justified that I wear my coat.
She is not. My money's on. She's going to call you a jerk.
Well, let's see.
Okay, so you guys are both right, because...
you can't do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not, but let me explain. Okay. You're going to put me on trial with Scott.
Yes.
Oh,
because
good.
I have done it before, but that said, I do feel as though it's a jerk move.
Okay, good.
Because it does give the idea that I want to get out of here. I'm not comfortable in your house. And a lot of times that's honestly, at least for me, I wear my coat because I am freezing, because I did not have the forethought to wear more layers. And that is on me.
See, yeah. So
if you're watching us on Facebook Live, I mean, tell me, anybody who's watching on Facebook Live now, don't you get the vibe that Scott feels very uncomfortable? Isn't it making you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah,
just looking at you, Scotty.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a nice coat. It's so comfortable.
This is my birthday present for my wife. And it feels
like we're at the end of the day. Like, you know, you're out. You're half listening to us. You don't really want to be here with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to agree. But I'm on trial too, Scott.
Okay, I put you on. So you got to take either jerk or justified on this.
Well, she said it's a jerk already.
It's a jerk move.
All right, got you. All right.
It's a jerk. Sorry, Scott, we're jerks.
That's all right. We love you.
Love you too.
It must have been half listening.
Why did you just like pause when I said, well, you don't want to be here with us? You didn't respond. You didn't deny.
Right.
Huh. Oh my gosh, you guys, I want to be here with you. Do you guys all want to be here? When I said, when you keep your coat on, it's like you don't want to hang out with us. And you didn't deny that.
I didn't deny. You're right. That's why I clapped when Canada lady, she's like, I just want to be around people. I'm like, hey.
Don't you love us though?
Do we take one more call or is it done?
Stay a while.
Come on.
Okay. We can take one more call, but you're not winning this, my friend.
Oh, sure. Watch this. It's going to turn the tide. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes.
You know who this is?
Is this James?
Yes, this is James.
Oh, I know. He loves this word.
Yes.
Say it.
Jerk.
I love James.
You're a jerk. Fine. I'll take my freaking coat off. I'll bring my slippers. I'll bring my overnight jammies. I'm going to bring my sleeping bag and all my food.
Take it off.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.